details on the legislation that was approved and denied. Construction is officially beginning on a new multi-purpose stadium in downtown Oklahoma City, and federal action that impacts the United Kutua Band in Oklahoma. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 1st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Governor Kevin Stitt pocketed three bills at the end of the legislative session, essentially vetoing them. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
All told, this session, Stitt signed 367 measures, vetoed 59, and pocket vetoed 3, by taking no action by the final legislative deadline. Among them, Senate Bill 237, a bill that would have exempted solar and battery storage production companies from property tax incentives reserved for other kinds of manufacturers in Oklahoma. The move keeps certain renewable energy companies eligible for tax breaks and aligns with what Stitt calls his all-of-the-above energy agenda. Also pocketed were measures adjusting the cost of obtaining medical records and modifying professional development requirements for teachers. Lawmakers can't override pocket vetoes because they are no longer in session, and while they did override some regular vetoes before leaving in mid-May, it was a scant 4 compared to last year's nearly 50 override votes. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma City and sports leaders broke ground this afternoon on the new MAPS 4 multipurpose stadium. The 10,000-foot facility is being built south of Oklahoma City Boulevard and east of Shields Boulevard. Officials say the $121 million project will help shape the city's future as a hub for sports, entertainment, and community events. Construction is expected to be complete by 2028. Some Oklahoma college students may soon be able to earn their bachelor's degrees in just 3 years. Sabrina Thaler reports the state Regents has approved new policies for accelerated degrees.
At last week's meeting, the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education laid out requirements for colleges and universities to propose shorter bachelor's programs. These programs could require as few as 90 credit hours, roughly 3 years of instruction. According to the new policy, the degrees should prepare students for, quote, applied, technical, or workforce-focused occupations. Colleges and universities aren't required to offer accelerated bachelor's degrees, but those that want to must submit a proposal to the board, documenting their rationale for the program and how the degree would help fill workforce gaps. They must also prove that the shortened degree would maintain the academic rigor of a traditional 4-year program. I'm Sabrina Thaler.
Governor Kevin Stitt and lawmakers have both pushed the state regions to consider these shortened degree programs. The U.S. Department of the Interior withdrew a Biden-era decision in late May. That decision had affirmed the United Kutua Band of Cherokee Indians was the equal successor to the Cherokee Nation Reservation. Thomas Pablo reports.
The Biden-era decision was issued in January 2025, days before that administration's end. It granted the United Kutua Band exclusive jurisdiction over its trust lands and allowed the use of gaming on them. But that decision was suspended in February 2025 alongside every other DOI solicitor's opinion issued under Biden. And this May, it was withdrawn in its entirety. The United Kutua Band wrote Friday that it's deeply disappointed and seeking every possible legal avenue, and that, quote, no single administrative decision can rewrite history nor extinguish the rights that flow from it. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. celebrated the move. He wrote, quote, despite the United Kutua Band's ongoing efforts to rewrite history and lay claim to our reservation, the truth of history and the rule of law always prevails. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.